Section 1 of Institutes of the Christian Religion, Book 4. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Ricky St. Clair. Institutes of the Christian Religion, Book 4, by John Calvin. Translated by Henry Beveridge. Book 4th of the Holy Catholic Church. Argument. In the former books, an exposition has been given of the three parts of the Apostles' Creed concerning God the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. It now remains to treat, in this last book, of the Church and the Communion of Saints, or of the external means or helps by which God invites us to fellowship with Christ, and keeps us in it. The 20 chapters of which it consists may be conveniently reduced to three particular heads, viz. 1. Of the Church, 2. Of the Sacraments, 3. Of civil government. The first head occupies the first 13 chapters, but these may all be reduced to 4, viz. 1. Of the marks of the Church, or the means by which the Church may be discerned, since it is necessary to cultivate unity with the Church. This is considered in chapters 1 and 2. 2. Of the rule or government of the Church, the order of government, chapter 3, the form and use in the primitive Church, chapter 4, the form at present existing in the papacy, chapter 5, the primacy of the Pope, chapter 6, the gradual rise of his usurpation, chapter 7. 3. Of the power of the Church, the power in relation to doctrine as possessed either by individuals, chapter 8, or universally as in councils, chapter 9, the power of enacting laws, chapter 10, the extent of ecclesiastical jurisdiction, chapter 11. 4. Of the discipline of the Church, the chief use of discipline, chapter 12, the abuse of it, chapter 13. The second general head, of the sacraments, comprehends three particulars. 1. Of the sacraments in general, chapter 14. 2. Of the two sacraments in particular. Of baptism, chapter 15. Of paedobaptism, chapter 16. Of the Lord's Supper, chapter 17. Of profaning the Lord's Supper, chapter 18. Of the five sacraments falsely so called, chapter 19. The third general head, of civil government. This considered first generally, and then under the separate heads of magistrates, laws, and people. End of section 1. BeingSanctifiedDaily.blogspot.com.
Section 2 of Institutes of the Christian Religion, Book 4. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Brian Dole. Institutes of the Christian Religion, Book 4, by John Calvin. Translated by Henry Beveridge. Chapter 1, Part 1. Of the True Church. Duty of cultivating unity with her as the mother of all the godly. The three divisions of this chapter are: 1. The article of the Creed concerning the Holy Catholic Church and the Communion of Saints, briefly expounded. The grounds on which the Church claims our reverence, sections 1 through 6. 2. Of the marks of the Church, Section 7 through 9. 3. The necessity of cleaving to the Holy Catholic Church and the Communion of Saints. Refutation of the errors of the Novatians, Anabaptists, and other schismatics in regard to this matter. Sections 10 through 29. Sections 1. The Church now to be considered. With her, God has deposited whatever is necessary to faith and good order. A summary of what is contained in this book. Why it begins with the Church. 2. In what sense the article of the Creed concerning the Church is to be understood. Why we should say, quote, I believe the Church, unquote, not, quote, I believe in the Church, unquote. The purport of this article. Why the Church is called Catholic or Universal. 3. What meant by the communion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?